With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bob Nutting reminds you that, it's baseball season.
There's no question. We absolutely appreciate all of the fans who came. We had 1.5 million people in the ballpark last year. We absolutely respect and appreciate the fans, and we understand and respect the fans who questioned, particularly in the early part of last year, after some of the difficult trades that we made.
And Mr. Nutting also told our very own Eric Hagman, who's in Bradenton, who sat down with Mr. Nutting, that people think of me. What do they think of me? Well, I really don't care all that much.
I don't spend a lot of time worrying about things that I can't directly control. What I can focus on is putting the very best team we can on the field in 2019, continue to build on the improvement that we had in 19. What worries me only about the perception is to the extent that it negatively impacts the team itself.
Okay, so if you don't feel appreciated as a Pirates fan, and he conceded that there are a lot of people who probably don't feel appreciated, what will make you feel appreciated? Because I'm past the yelling and screaming phase. I'm past the spend more money kind of phase. That doesn't mean that it's gone. It doesn't mean I don't feel that way. But for me to feel appreciated where I am is I've kind of just put all that in a box and said, that sticks with me, but I don't need to fight that fight every day. For me to feel appreciated, what I've done is I've separated player from management. And I just go and I enjoy baseball when I consume it.
You have to do that,
don't
you?
That's how I'm appreciated as a fan.
If you're one of the people who just, who you know, and Eric asked them this yesterday, if you're one of those people who says, as long as Bob Nutting owns the team, I'm not going to the ballpark. You have to be able to do that if you're still a fan. How are you not still a fan of the team, right? You have to separate it somehow. And I don't know what's going to get those fans, those people, to cease separating it. Is it just, like you said, he doesn't own the team anymore someday? Because that it doesn't sound like he has any plans on that. Would it be going out and getting a big $30 million a year free agent? Would it be winning a World Series? Would that do it for you, or would you still be mad that he owns the team?
I've said this quite many times, and I think, and this is kind of the stock answer that I give on a lot of things with Pirates, is that, you know, people yell and they scream. They get mad at the ownership group. Again, I'm past all of this. But the danger in this ownership group, or the perceived danger in this ownership group, is that it has polarized in so much as this. A guy like me who just wants to take his kids to the ballpark, that doesn't care to have a discussion with a couple 8-year-old kids who like baseball, is seen as somebody who's forced to make a choice. It's an all or nothing proposition. If you go, and this is the danger in not spending enough money, that someone like me or someone like my neighbors, and I got a couple neighbors that love baseball and they take their kids down, they have kids of comparable age. We are seen as enablers.
Right.
We are seen as people who support the ownership.
You're part of the problem.
Right. And what it has done, it has forced two very distinct factions, or people that look at it like there can only be two very distinct factions. If you walk into that ballpark, you're in full support of what the owner is doing and how the owner is operating. If you don't go to the ballpark, you are for the players. You are against management. You are doing, in some people's eyes, the right thing. For me, that's the danger in an ownership group that doesn't spend enough money, is that splits it right down the middle, and it makes you become part of a group that, frankly, I'm not part of. I'm just a guy that wants to go to a baseball right. game in the town that I have a lot of pride in, for a team that I have a lot of pride in, that I want to win, and can root for players and separate them from men wearing suits.
Well, and a bunch of guys that, I'll be honest, I think I said this a couple weeks ago on Twitter, it's a bunch of guys that you feel good cheering for, the players themselves. Like, I can't think of a guy in that clubhouse that I look at and go, oh, he's a jerk. I don't like him. I don't want him to win. Most of the guys in that clubhouse, you'd love to see those guys go out
like
there and win.
Like, it was a great get yesterday for Eric. It was a really good get to get the owner. I got to be real honest with you. I didn't clamor to go listen to it live, and I listened to it, and when I did listen to it, nothing that Mr. Nutting said was something that wasn't expected, Jim.
No, it was nothing. I mean, Eric did a good job with it.
Absolutely.
His great, as someone put it to me, great questions, not great answers. Here's the thing, though. I think it boils down to this. Fans would like an owner who cares as much as they do.
That's not going to happen, though, and I'm past it.
But isn't that true? Mm-hmm. In other words, people care. And when he said, and you'll hear the sound bites interspersed, we'll use them, I'll use them in the updates, that he talks about the three-year window that they had. And then when they reached the peak of regular season peak of 98 wins and then never added to that, people showed up, 2.5 million people showed up, and they said, okay, we're showing up, we're investing in the team, and they wanted to see owner investment, which they didn't get. And then this season, I think it's a fair argument that you can buttress a low payroll because you've got guys that are Cy Young candidates that aren't even at arbitration yet, combined making just over $1 million, two guys. And you have a chance to add, bring in higher paid guys to supplement that.
Well, who are two Cy Young candidates?
Tyone and Williams.
I would slow down a little bit there in terms of Cy Young candidates.
Well, I'm just saying that they're the top two rotation guys.
Well, I think Archer may end up being one of them.
Oh, really? Okay, well, that's fine. But I'm saying that basically what you're getting is you're getting high performances, however you want to label them. You're getting high performances from two pitchers who combined are making a little over
$1 million.
But the
other thing you hear from fans, too, is I just want them to win, right?
Right.
If they went out and won a World Series tomorrow, Bob Nutting would still be the owner. Would you be happy? Would you celebrate? Or would you sit there and still be, I'm not going, because he still owns the team? I think that's at the heart of what makes you feel appreciated as a Pirates fan.
See, I'm just not one of these people. I'm somebody that's just become totally ignorant to a lot of what management says. I just go and enjoy a night at the park, but that doesn't make me some enabler. And that's the part that's dangerous in this town. And I'm tired of hearing from the 60-year-old, 50-year-old grumpy sect that you're doing a bad thing. You're lining his pockets. Go with his money.
I'm taking my kids to a ball game.
Right. And that's what's grown tiresome, that I can't root for this team or want this team to have a positive income or like this baseball team without being placed into some sort of group.
And that's my point, is you should be able to root for the team and want to see them do well and be satisfied by them doing well and still be able
to
separate that from your anger over other things.
No, you are a complete enabler. Anybody that gives to him any money to him is a complete moron. Actually, I'm not. I'm raising my kids to have civic pride. And that's a stadium that, my tax dollars built, that my rad tax continues to pay, and that I like to go down and watch baseball. So I actually think I'm being a pretty good dad, showing them that this is their baseball
team. No, you
team.
Need to teach 412-928-9370.
Let's dive into this. Your call's coming up next. Bill's in North Huntington. He wants to talk about this issue here going to games. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm 67. I love the Pittsburgh Pirates. Okay. I don't like the owner. I feel happy and blessed I can still go. I don't understand their owner. With his pitching staff, he doesn't spend some money to improve the team, but it is what it is, and I'm just happy I can go, and I'm happy we have a team.
Bill, I'm not that positive.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have that many sunshine and rainbows.
But I understand where people are like that. Here's why. Because it gets exhausting to complain. It really does. And once you've made your point, and I'm not talking about Bill, but I'm talking about as a city, I think, and just people in general. Once you made your point, how far do you feel like you need to take it? Like, are you going to have a protest? Are you going to go to Cleveland and go to games? And also, when you're weighing that, what's the impactful nature of it that you're going to get out from the other side? Like, Bob Nutting's not selling this baseball team. I got news for people. I've resigned myself to the fact that I can disagree with some of the things that Bob Nutting does, particularly not spend enough money. But what's going to bring me the most happiness in life? And look, I don't mean to sound like freaking Gandhi or something here, but what's going to bring me the most happiness in life? You know what's going to bring me the most happiness in life? Not getting over that, because I'm not over it, but like moving on with my life. And part and parcel to that is going to baseball games if I want to go to baseball games and not railing about the inner workings of the ownership group every single time that this topic comes up. That's way above me. I'm not going to figure it out. I wish they would spend more money. But I'm not going to waste a whole lot of time trying to make some political, trying to politicize baseball or try to deliver the business of baseball to some 8-year-olds who don't understand. Even me. I just want to go.
Here's the litmus test for you. When they went to the wild card games 3 years in a row, it doesn't even have to be that. When they sweep the Brewers in a 5-game series going to the All-Star break or a big walk-off win against the Cardinals, does it excite you? Do you get happy about it? Because you're a baseball fan and a Pirates fan and a Pittsburgh sports fan. If that's the case, then you are mentally able to separate your fandom of the team with your distaste for ownership. If you can't do that, if you weren't excited by those 3 years, or you don't get excited about a big win or a walk-off moment or whatever it may be, if you don't get excited by that, then yeah, maybe you're the kind of person who needs to go to a Wild Things game or go to an Indians game or go to a whatever it may be.
Well, the other thing, too, is would people go because of an owner? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. If like the pipe dream, right? If Mark Cuban walked in tomorrow and bought the Pirates, is that going to get you to go to the game?
Right. Like,
or is it really, as fans always say,
you can have anger
so,
and still go. That's the part. I don't understand why everything needs to be an all or nothing proposition with some people.
Yeah.
Especially because, really, it's not going to be impactful. What you do isn't going to be that impactful. If you want to be, and here's the thing. Again, I think the main point for me is I've never said you got to go to games. You need to go to games. Man, I wish more people would go to games. You got to get down there. I've never driven around my neighborhood and said, get in my car. I'm going. You got to go. Your choices, you're free to do with what you want. And I'm not going to try to lobby for you to go to games or politic for you to go to games. You do with what you want. But it does grow tiresome to be cast as somebody who is an enabler in support of something. That does grow tiresome. And to be honest with you, that more has become the point of my anger rather than at Bob Nutting. It's these people that have pushed to the back burner their general happiness to try to prove some point that I think is stupid.
Well, and I think it circles all the way back around to what the original point was when we started talking about this a half hour ago, which was, when you don't spend as much as people think you should, or when you don't back up the promises of, if you guys come out, we'll spend more, it creates this divisiveness, right? It creates the fan who says, but wait, I came out, and you didn't do what I thought you were going to do.
Oh, for certain, and that happened 5-6 years ago.
Right.
Whenever they paid it forward. And then the flip side of it was Ryan Vogel's song and John Neese.
Yes, exactly.
That year, there was palpable anger, and there should have been.
And that residue is still going to be there until the product on the field, some people feel like, is commensurate with.
That's a great point. But does that mean that I shouldn't root for Josh Bell?
No,
you know
absolutely
what I'm saying?
Not. I can't not root for Jameson Taillon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that makes me an enabler then. I'm sorry.
That is the quandary, and that's the tough part. And that's where I can understand where people say that. But that's where I think compassion's the wrong word. That's where just like being a human comes in. And like maybe over the years and getting older, I've learned like, okay, like you've made your point.
Right.
It's done. It's finished.
Move on.
Now be happy.
Yeah.
And going to a ballpark on a nice day, eating a hot dog. If somebody else is driving, I'll have a beer. You know, like,
it doesn't make
that
you,
makes me happy,
it
man.
It doesn't make you a mindless Bob Nutting drone to want to go to a ball game. And it doesn't make you an idiot, as some people would say. And it doesn't make you an enabler, as some people would say. And it doesn't mean that you're only out to line the owner's wallet. No, you're out to go out and watch a baseball game because you're a fan of baseball.
Well, I'm not in the business of spending other people's money, but it seems like in this instance, everybody who says you're a goof if you go is in the business of spending your money.
Right.
And I never tell other people how to spend their money. I'm just telling you how I spend mine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.